Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. And, of course, with this uplifting show, we always love to bring you really positive and inspiring guests and just really good vibes out there. I'm sending them all to you to start your day in a positive way. I do want to remind you to download our podcast, and that is anywhere podcasts are, and you can download it, The Kim Pagano Show. And please don't keep us as a secret. Share us with everyone out there. And also, you can stream us on kvta.com. And also, talk to us throughout our social. We are on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and you will see all of my great sponsors, which I am so dear and grateful for. And to thank everyone that's been on my show and continues to come back. Of course, I always start my show with something uplifting, and today's is you're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way and make it a great one. With that, I have one of my guests that has been on my show, and I guess I've been doing this long enough that now I get to have people back that are just growing and inspired me before, and they're coming back. And joining me is the Double Energy Twins, and Judy and Shari Zucker. And they are the authors of the Ultimate Allergy-Free Snack Cookbook. And I love their story. You know, Judy and Shari actually began their joint writing career when they were still in high school. And eating nutritious, plant-based, whole foods gave them energy that they needed to break the woman's one and 2 mile track records back in Beverly Hills school, high school. And from then on, they started really kind of putting together books that how to survive snack attacks. And I know about those when I'm like really almost vegan now. I can't even really handle eating a lot of meat. I don't eat any red meat, but I thought this would be so interesting because we need energy right now more than ever. And we're going to follow and find out a little bit more about their book. And, of course, the Ultimate Allergy-Free Cookbook and the Memory Diet, more than 150 healthy recipes for the proper care and feeding of your brain. And let's welcome Judy and Shari. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us, Kim. You are a complete inspiration for everybody, too. Not just a mom, really, to have guests like us and to inspire others. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are so welcome. And so each one of you, and I love that you guys are twins, and, you know, and again, I just want to say I loved your dad, and my condolences go out to your family. He was a legend in our world of, you know, he always just shared great inspiration and great guests with me. He always took good care of me, and so I'm forever grateful for that. And I'm
yes,
so
Erwin
that,
Zucker,
you know,
promotion, emotion, or promotion and commotion, sometimes he would say.
Promotion
and
commotion.
He's a public relations man extraordinaire, and he always called us his favorite bookends.
Oh, yes. I've heard that so many times for so many years, and I love that. So let's get started. Talk to me a little bit about what your inspiration, where you are today, your book, how people can find out more about you, and give us some really good tips and also some really good recipes.
Oh, yeah. We would love to give you tips and give as much information as we can so that we can inspire others to live a healthful lifestyle. Now, this is Judy, and okay. So I'm going to start first because I was born first. And we started, like you mentioned, we started writing our first book, which was published when we were 16, called How to Survive Snack Attacks Naturally. And that sold over 20,000 copies, and we always say we don't even have that many relatives. Then that started our whole career with writing books. So we do have the Ultimate Allergy-Free Cookbook, and the Ultimate Allergy-Free Snack Cookbook, and the Memory Diet, more than 150 healthy recipes for the proper care and feeding of your brain. Now, our greatest inspiration was our mother. She was a horrible cook. So we had to, like, it's about survival here. So we had to learn how to cook. And in fact, our father loved it because he would come home from work and we'd make these great meals for him. And we do want to share recipes with your audience. But anyway, basically, that was the beginning of that. And also, when we, like you mentioned, we had the mile and the 2 mile record at our high school. We ran cross country and track. And we wanted to find certain foods that gave us more energy than other foods. And that's how we started getting into that. And then, of course, we got degrees in nutrition from the University of California, Santa Barbara. And we started putting our cookbooks together that all are sugar-free, plant-based, and gluten-free, but still tasty because you can't sacrifice flavor for anything.
But one of the things, one of the things you did ask in the very beginning was, how do people find out more about us and our books? And I just want to say that we trademarked the name Double Energy Twins because our dad gave us that name when we were 16 years old.
I love that.
And they can go to our website, doubleenergytwins.com. They can learn so much about not just us, but just about food and health and nutrition. And it talks about where to get our books. We have 7 published books, and we're so happy and energetic because we know we eat healthy and we want to share that with other people. Like, for example, the 2 books on allergy-free cooking, the one on snacks and the other allergy-free book, they were inspiring for us because Judy has a son that has a wheat and milk dairy intolerance. And he would get headaches when he was in high school, and they couldn't figure it out. And so he had the test taken and found out that he had it. And once he took those 2 items out of his diet, he was able to feel better. So we kind of got inspired. Well, there's so many people that have different allergies, and we should write a cookbook helping them to have tasty recipes. And so that's what we did.
I love that. My granddaughter has soy and dairy allergies. She's only 4. And, oh, my gosh, the thing that my daughter has to do for her, even when we're with her, they're like, make sure that that doesn't have any soy on it. Make sure
cross-contamination. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to read the ingredients of everything. You have to be due diligence because there is
even
a difference between an allergic reaction.
Yeah.
And an intolerance.
Yeah.
It's interesting you mentioned that
sick.
Well, there's the top 8 food allergens, which are dairy, wheat, tree nuts, peanuts, soy, shellfish, fish, and eggs. And we address all of those in our books because, you see, there's being allergic to a food and having a food intolerance are different, and we discuss this in the book. With a food allergy, the body's immune system overreacts, and someone can actually die. And that's why they can have anaphylaxis, and that's why they need an EpiPen so that they don't, get really sick or pass. Food intolerance does not involve the immune system. Like celiac disease, you have a gluten intolerance. The symptoms of celiac disease is that digestion is interrupted and digestive problems can occur, and it affects the small intestine. So we go through the difference between having food intolerances and then actually where you can't
allergy,
have it.
Yeah, that are life-threatening, correct?
Life-threatening.
Now, where were you guys? Did you have life-threatening or were you just have allergies?
We don't
have
allergies.
That's a good question.
We do this to help people.
We both don't have allergies, but our children did, which inspired us. Like Shari mentioned, my son.
Mama bears, we do anything for our children.
Right. He was getting headaches, and he was getting rashes. We have found a correlation with people who have allergies tend to have a higher chance of getting eczema and skin rashes. Mm. And so that's the body telling you, it's saying, look, I'm allergic to something. And the only way you can actually get rid of an allergy is by doing an elimination of the thing that could be causing it. So some people do what they call an elimination diet. So for like a week and a half, they'll try taking out wheat or dairy or eggs or fish or shellfish or any of the top 8 food allergens. And once they find out that they feel better or maybe their rashes go away or their headaches go away, they realize they have to omit that from their diet. Now, not everybody has allergies. But I must tell you, in America, there's over 32 million people who suffer from food allergies. That's a lot of people.
So it's important to be aware of the foods that we take, because foods can heal us and they can harm us. And so it's great to know that there are recipes out there, like Shari and I created, and that are still healthy but eliminate the allergies, the top eight allergens that
right.
we discussed.
So, Shari, I want to ask you, what are some of the key ingredients that we should keep in our home, okay, so that we can make some of these amazing recipes that you guys are going to share with us?
That's great. Okay, I'm going to give you some. Like, for example, if people have a wheat or a gluten intolerance, they can use rice flour. They can use rice milk. The key ingredients you want to keep. Oat flour, make sure that it's not cross-contaminated with wheat, but oat flour, rice milk, olive oil, tahini, which is like a natural sesame seed butter for people who can't tolerate necessarily nut butter, sunflower and pumpkin seeds, raisins, maple syrup, honey, date sugar. We love, like, recipes we have a great Mummy's Yummy Hummus, and we try to give fun names to it, like Fun Freckled Sun Dip, and killer
right.
kale crisps, and the lemony raspberry muffins, and everyone's favorite oatmeal raisin cookies, and fudge.
Oh,
wheat.
Now you're talking. And they're healthy, right?
Of course they are, and they don't taste like cardboard. We have to have things that taste good, especially kids, because they're the barometer, you know?
Right.
And we learn to be able to make foods that taste good, like classic blueberry muffins and pumpkin muffins. I'm giving you some of the sweet things, but we have excellent salads and stuff like that. And
we have a great book in our book about talking about
our
book
friends.
And just, you know,
wait,
dogs.
Wait,
very
ladies,
creative, but easy
twin,
to make recipes.
Come on, I can't hear both of you. You guys, I love it. So you said that salads, let's talk about that for a second. I think salads are so fun because you can almost put anything in there, right?
Oh, yes. I personally love salads. We have some. There is a salad in our book, The Ultimate Allergy Free Cookbook, and it's on page 93. It's called the Southwest Black Bean Salad. And we use lime juice with a little olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, and black pepper and a little bit of sea salt. Most of our recipes do not actually have salt in it, but when we do, we use the most purest of salt. And then we put fresh cilantro in it and black beans and corn kernels. Shari and I like to create recipes that are also seasonal. Like, for example, this time of the year, cucumbers are in, tomatoes are in. So we would do a recipe like this that has tomatoes in it. And also we are big advocates of farmers markets. And we love to get organic produce whenever we can.
I do too. I love that. And
it tastes better and it's better for the environment.
Yeah, and I've actually got some fruit and veggie trees in my yard that I love. There, it's like gold, you know, growing in my yard. Let
Yay.
Me ask you, so do you still eat this way to this day?
Yes, we both do. It's so funny, Kim, because when you asked us, I think I have mental telepathy with my sister because we don't want to talk
right.
over each other. So it was silent there for a second. So like,
right.
yes, we both eat like this. We practice what we preach. We really do. And we feel great and we exude energy and it comes naturally for us. That's why my dad coined us the double energy twins, but it's really who we are. We are so
right.
passionate about eating healthy and exercising and having a you know, well-balanced diet and lifestyle. And we're so happy with it. We love to share it with others.
Yeah,
for Judy and I, we practice what we preach. I mean, it's about exercise, it's about diet, it's about a lifestyle. And we've always said that from the get-go. In the last 10 years before our father passed away, we would, especially during the pandemic, buy him his groceries. And we always bought organic. And he would look at us and go, can you really tell the difference between the organic? And we said, yes, Dad. Not only is it better for the environment, it's better for you. And one day he looked at us while he was eating brunch with us, and he said, I can tell the difference. This is so much better. I mean, to be able, like Judy said, to even buy things seasonally. I mean, it really makes a difference. For example, the only time you may consider not really buying organic is when you're buying things that are unseasonable. Like when you go into a store and say blueberries are coming from Chile or Peru. Well, even if they say organic, by the time they've been shipped and imported here, they've lost a lot of nutritional value. So, like, when you talk about your own organic garden or your, which you, it's so great to just pick, say,
I have to tell you, yes.
What are you growing in your garden, Kim? I'm curious.
I have avocados. I have lemons. I have apples. I have oranges. I have plums. I have peaches.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, we just did peach jelly, and it was phenomenal. I thought, I got to get these before my birds get them, you know, but they were amazing. And so, yeah, so I use them. And then, you know, I have cucumbers and tomatoes. I don't eat a lot of tomatoes anymore. Now, what's your thought on tomatoes?
Well, they're considered like a nightshade, you know, food, but they are very high in lysine, which is really good for the body. So, and they say sometimes it digests better if you warm them up because tomatoes are in tomato sauce. Mm-hmm. I like tomatoes, and tomatoes are actually they're from the same family as strawberries, and so I really do love tomatoes, but some people may have an intolerance to it. Again, there's a difference between an allergy and intolerance. Allergy is life-threatening. Intolerance could create headaches, skin rashes, and you just don't feel good when you eat it.
And also,
the tomatoes,
the
mushrooms, the potatoes.
Ladies, you guys are talking over each other again. That's why. Okay, so Judy, let's start with you. Do you have a recipe that you can share with our listeners? A recipe that you can share?
Oh, yeah. I've got several recipes that I could share, and I'd love to share them with you. It's just like right now, it's going to be back to school in a little bit, and I have found that we have these double energy date squares that are delicious in the Ultimate Allergy Free Cookbook, and it's just one cup of pitted dates, 4 cups of oat flour, 4 cups of rolled oats, 3/4 cup of sunflower seeds, 1 tablespoon of cinnamon, and 1 cup of coconut oil. Now, people can use coconut oil or they can use a sunflower or safflower oil. We do not use canola oil. That's a whole other topic, but we're not into GMO foods.
We'll have to have you back to talk about that because that's very interesting.
And then we use pure maple syrup in this recipe, and we use vanilla and sea salt. That's another thing. We're a vegetarian, but we do allow certain products in our diet, and one of them is honey. Because real strict vegans feel that the they don't want to have the honey. But we like pure honey, and there's a lot of medicinal things to honey,
protection
and especially
and
when you have a cough. So it could be helpful there.
I do. Shari, really quick, we have like 1 minute left, and I know that you guys were so gracious to give a couple books away to our listeners. So I want to open up our lines to that at 805-419-0008. Call in right now. And if they don't win their books, where do they find them?
Go to our website at doubleenergytwins.com. You can even click it. It'll go to Amazon, go to different sites where you can get
Square
all
One
of our
publishers. They're all there. Especially Amazon, but I would say our website because you'll learn a lot of things on the website too.
I love it. Ladies, you are double energy, and I love it. I love having you. I want to have you again. I'd love to talk about the oil that you talked about. I think that's really important for people to know. And please share our show with everyone and download our podcast and you know, share great, amazing other friends that you guys connect with to be on my show. I would love that. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank
you. Again, my best to you and your families.
Thank you so much, Kim.
You got it. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're going to take a really quick break. And actually, I have another guest that's been on my show before, and it's Jim Stovall. And we're going to be talking about the art of entrepreneurship and the proactive method to turn the time, talent, and resources you have into what you want. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this.
Having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagine, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And, of course, you can reach us through our website, KimPaganoShow.com. And also, if you have a business or you are interested in being a guest here or sponsoring our show, we'd love to hear from you. Definitely reach out. And again, we thank you so much for tuning in. And definitely download our podcast so that you can take us with you everywhere and share us.
With that, my next guest, I'm really excited. He's been on my show actually years ago, and I am excited to have him back, Jim Stovall, and of course his book, The Art of Entrepreneurship. I am such an entrepreneur, so I love this. And it's the proactive method to turn the time, talent, and resources you have into what you want. And that's really what this is all about. In this groundbreaking book, best-selling author Jim Stovall shares the practical wisdom gained from his 40 years career of an award-winning entrepreneur alongside the time-tested strategies compiled by Dr. Kevin Snyder through his experience as the director of the Stovall Center for Entrepreneurship and at Oral Roberts University. And few books have actually offered both pragmatic, real-world examples and proven academic principles, as readers will find in The Art of Entrepreneurship. And you know what I love about this most is you can transform your natural aptitudes, interests, and resources into a lucrative business. So if you know that thing that everybody compliments you on, turn that into your business. That's usually your entrepreneurship. Let's bring Jim on. Jim, are you there?
I am indeed, and it is great to be back with you.
Thank you so much. I love this. And, you know, how many books do you have?
I have written over 50. We quit counting because when the COVID thing happened, I got very proactive on my writing because we weren't able to make movies or do the arena speeches. So I wrote 7 books in the last 18 months or so. And so it's hard to say how many books I've written because some of them are out there and I have 4 or 5 in the pipeline and a couple I'm finishing up, but it's over 50.
Wow. How long does it take you to do one book, or is it just an idea? And then what's your process? I know that's not part of this, but I try to ask that.
Some books take months to compile and put together because it requires research. And about half my books are novels. That's where the movies come from, and probably my best-selling book I wrote in 5 days, just in between my meetings and phone calls here at the Narrative Television Network, and it's called The Ultimate Gift, and that was our first movie, and you know I literally wrote that book in 5 days, and it kind of depends on what kind of thing you're writing.
Wow, that's awesome! That is awesome. Talk to us about, so where does that movie play?
Say that again. I'm sorry, we broke up a little bit.
The Ultimate Gift, you're saying, right, was the movie?
Yeah, The Ultimate Gift was the first movie.
And where did
you know,
we see that?
I had written 6 or 7 books when I did The Ultimate Gift, and it kind of came out of the publishers kept wanting more and more books, and I'd written everything I knew and a few things I only suspected, so I thought, I better write some fiction here, and I made up a story, and it's a story. It's about a billionaire who, instead of just making his grandson a rich, entitled snob, he sends him on this quest around the world to learn these gifts, the gift of money and the gift of work and family and friends, and then if he can do all those things, then he receives his inheritance, which is the ultimate gift.
Oh, I love that. That was a 5-dayer? Oh, my gosh. Jim, geez, this must be your gift, I guess, right?
Yeah, I believe for all of us, and particularly entrepreneurs, life is about discovering your gift and then giving it away in the service to others. You know, people always tell me, you know, I want to make money. I have over 10 million books in print out there among all the titles, and my phone number or email is in all of my books, and I respond to every call and every email. So I hear from countless people around the world, and the number one thing they want is, I want to make money. I want to make a lot of money. And I have to tell them the bad news. The only people that make money work at the government mint, and they print dollar bills. The rest of us have to earn money, and the only way we earn money is by creating value in the lives of other people. So, our challenge in this life is to discover what our gift is and give it away in service to others and solve their problems, because as in most things, Kim, it ain't about you and it ain't about me. It's about them. Mm-hmm. And if we'll find enough people where we can solve their problems, we'll have everything we want in life.
Wow. That was beautiful. That really does say it.
So let me talk to you about The Art of Entrepreneurship. What an incredible book, first of all. But what is the key to, I mean, you just kind of wrapped it up right there. I barely have to ask anything else. But, you know, people start in different businesses. We just got through this pandemic. You took the time to write several books in that time. A lot of people are repivoting their lives, maybe changing the direction. The one thing that I really took from this time that we had off is to just really do what I love. If I'm not loving it, it's wasting my life, and I'm not gifting anything to anybody else either.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that in entrepreneurship. It's taking your passion and your gifts and the things you're good at and bringing them to the world in the form
right.
of enterprise. And that's the thing. And I always tell people success in life and in business is about working hard. And working hard is a byproduct of doing something you love. Because if you're doing something you don't enjoy, you can't win at it because you'll be competing against people that do love it. And they'll just stay longer and work harder because they absolutely love it. And if you're just doing it because you thought you could make a lot of money doing this or that, no, that won't work. And people always ask, what's the best business? The best business is the one that you're the best at and that you have a passion for. There are no bad businesses. You can find people succeeding in virtually every area of life. So it's a matter of finding, you know, where you're putting your foot in your shoe and it feels right and it fits, and this is what I want to do.
Wow. I love this interview. I love having you on. Let me, you know, it's, you say it's also entrepreneurship is a science and an art. What do you mean by that?
Well, it is a business, and we don't just get to play with things we like. We have to, you know, we have to do the accounting and do the legal work, and those are things you have to do in business. And
correct.
So it is very much that, but you also have to create. It's the artistic part of it. You have to creatively either produce your product, or if it's an existing product, you have to go out and creatively sell it or present it to other people. And it is so you have to combine those two. And I see a lot of very creative people that fail in business because they don't take care of the business. They don't do the accounting. They don't do the banking, the legal work, the thing they have to do to run a business. But you know, you can do all the accounting and legal stuff, and if you don't bring the magic, the creativity, you don't have a chance. You don't have anything to go sell.
Wow. So do you teach this?
Sorry, say that again.
Do you teach this?
Yes.
It is.
There are so many. Yeah, there are so many opportunities out there. And, you know, and please always remember that you can take the things you like, the things you don't like, and you can focus, like in my business, I want to make sure we don't confuse people from what I was saying before. In my business, I pursue my passion. The majority of my time, I pursue the things I enjoy. There are parts of my business I don't like. You know, it's probably no mystery from what we've been talking about here. I don't like accounting. So I have
right.
people that do that. But I still have to oversee
yeah.
that and monitor that. So, you know, we can delegate, but we can't ignore. And so it's an important part of business, but within the context of the business, I continue to try to stay creative and try to do the things that are my passion.
Yeah, I love that. What do you think are the key characteristics of entrepreneurs?
Well, you know, when students come to college at the Stovall Center for Entrepreneurship at the university, I tell them in the very first class, I'm going to try to talk you out of this. I'm going to spend the next hour telling you the bad and ugly things about this. And if I can talk you out of this, I'm going to save us both a lot of time, and I'm going to save you a lot of money. And you can go study something here at the university where you can go get a job. And entrepreneurship is for creative people who are willing to plant seeds. And you know, entrepreneurship is about doing work you don't get paid for right now so that someday you get paid for a lot of work you didn't do. And it's the difference between, you know, opening a fruit stand and just selling stuff and planting an orchard. Entrepreneurship is planting an orchard. And you know, you've got to be willing to cultivate and do all this work, and someday you will have trees and you will have an immensely valuable commodity, but you've got to be willing to do that. So it's what I call Stovall's 11th commandment, thou shalt not kid thyself. And we've got to be, you know, we've got to be willing to be realistic. If you're the kind of person, you need a regular paycheck, you need certainty, you need hours, you need someone looking over your shoulder to make sure you do it, you know, you're probably not going to be an entrepreneur, and you're going to be very frustrated in trying to do it. But if you're creative, if you'll work harder for you than you will for the boss, if you have a passion, a dream, and you're willing to go the extra mile and plant those seeds and do those things, knowing that at some point in the future you'll get paid for it, then you probably need to explore entrepreneurship.
Wow, you really put it in a nutshell. Let me ask you this. How do you build your dream team?
Well, that's an important thing. And, you know, in my business, my core business is the Narrative Television Network. I'm blind, and after losing my sight, I developed a system so that blind and visually impaired people can enjoy movies and television. So I didn't know anything about it. I mean, what I didn't know about television and movies would really amaze you. So I decided I need to get some people on my team that know about it. And I call them my dream team. And I thought, now this is back 30 years ago when I started this company, you know, who embodies, you know, alternative things, cutting edge things in the television industry? At that time, it was Ted Turner. And I wrote him a one-page letter, sent it to CNN Plaza in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, dear Mr. Turner, I'm blind. I've developed this system. I need to an advisor to help me that I can call on several times a year for some advice on strategic things. And he responded within a few weeks, and Mr. Turner, for the last 30 years and to this very day as we speak, serves on my advisory board. And every time I get into a business, I do that. When I got into publishing and writing, I reached out to Steve Forbes, and we have had a great relationship. I didn't know him. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't even have a subscription to Forbes magazine. I just knew that he was the guy. If I'm going to talk about finances and talk about publishing, you know, he's the guy. And so I did. And then when we got into the movie business, I reached out to, you know, James Garner and Peter Fonda and Michael Landon Jr. and Louis Gossett and people that are amazing success. And because, you know, Kim, we don't ever want to take advice from anybody that doesn't have what we want, and we don't want to get directions from anybody that hasn't been where we want to go.
I'm so blown away. That just is such great advice. I mean, if you want what you want, then you need to go for the top person, and that's really what you've done. That's why I remember that now, that you are blind, so you had somebody else do what you can't do, right?
Yeah.
And that really fits into everything that you've done.
Yeah, I mean, all the success I've had in all of my businesses and books and movies, it's definitely not a me thing, it's a we thing. I write books I can't read that are turned into movies I can't watch. So I have a whole lot of people on my team, and you can go up and down the hall here at the Narrative Television Network, and there's nobody here that I can do their job. So I have to stay to the things I can do, which is create, and I'm the big picture guy. I keep developing and try to stay out in front of a very talented group of people.
Wow, that's beautiful. Leave us with one amazing tip that if somebody's on the fence, what do you think?
Well, there's this beautiful thing that's developed. It's always been there, but now there's a name for it, and people do it all the time, called the side hustle. And you can make a living, I always tell people you can make a living from 9 to 5, and you can build a business from 5 to 9, and you can do that until your business is able to support you. And, you know, the problem is people go out and they plant this little seed and they rip the fruit off of it before it's ripe and ready. No, you got to be able to take care of yourself until your business can take care of you. So I really believe the idea of going out, getting a job, being stable, and then doing something on the side and then developing that into the business is the way most people need to go.
Wow, that's great. And let me ask you, when somebody comes to your school, what is the first thing that you would teach them?
Well, I teach them what an entrepreneur is and what an entrepreneur isn't. And these are kids from all around the world that are, they're getting a degree in entrepreneurship, but they're taking English and biology and all these other things, but they're getting a degree there. And I tell them, learn everything you can. And then I want them to know what an entrepreneur is and what it isn't. And like I said, if I can talk you out of it, you know, that's the best thing that ever happened, because better I do it now than the marketplace does it 4 or 5 years from now.
Wow, I love it. Gosh, Jim, this has been amazing as always. And I'm hoping that, can we give a couple of your books away?
Sure.
Okay.
Please, I'd love to give a few away. And my publisher, thanks to them at Sound Wisdom, and we always love to give them away.
Okay, I love that. If I want to open my phone lines up at 805-419-0008. This is a book that I'm telling you, if you're even thinking of business or you are in business, you want to get your hands on this. And Jim, if they don't find it and get it here, where do they get it?
You can get it at Amazon or bookstores anywhere. And my phone number and email address is in that book. And if you ever need anybody to bounce your entrepreneurial idea off of, or you just need somebody who believes in your dreams, you need to pick up the phone or shoot me an email, because we respond to everybody, because I am as serious about your dream and your business as you are.
I'm going to be calling you.
I know.
I did the other day.
That's how we got here.
I love it. Really good stuff. I wish you continued success with what you're doing. And I can't wait to pick your brain, because I want to have you back on again. So.
Well, I look forward to it. It's always fun to talk to you. And I appreciate you and everybody in your audience.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim Stovall. And, of course, The Art of Entrepreneurship, The Proactive Method to Turn the Time, Talent, and Resources You Have into What You Want. I love it. Stay with us. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you.
All right. We are actually going to just jump on over to our next guest. And, of course, I have Kim O'Brien. And, of course, Survival with Kim. And it's Survival Swim with Kim. Kim, are you there?
Hi, Kim. Good morning.
Good morning and happy belated birthday. I hope you had a great birthday.
Thank you so much. Yes, I was in one of my favorite places, the pool, teaching little ones.
Is that really your favorite place? And, do you love what you do?
I absolutely love it. I meet some wonderful families. I get to help little kids, and I'm outside in the sunshine all day.
I know.
How much better could
God.
It get?
I know. And is your pool heated?
Oh, yes. It's very warm.
So it's like being in a bathtub all day long, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I could. That could be my favorite place, I have to tell you. I don't like cold water, but I love warm water. So anyways, I am really excited to have you back on. And, of course, we're in the middle of summer. Some people maybe have been thinking about this or been on the fence about it. And, I kind of want you to just say why you do what you do. And not only that, is really just, you're so passionate about helping families and saving children. And the statistics of children drowning is huge. And just sharing water tips with people. Talk to us.
Sure. Well, I love what I do because I hopefully can make a difference in a family's life, hopefully prevent a tragedy. Drownings can be prevented. Kids can learn skills to help save themselves and give them a little more time in the water. And I can only hope that that I can help families prevent a tragedy such as a drowning. Drownings are the number one cause of death for kids under 5, and it is completely preventable. If they have one extra layer of protection, such as knowing how to float, then they're a little more safer around the water.
Wow. So I have to ask you this question. Okay. What is the earliest a child can actually swim? I mean, because I watch your videos, and one, give out your website so our listeners can watch your videos, because they're mind blowing. They're mind blowing. It's like in the very beginning it was like, Oh my God,
right?
Can't, but it's mind-blowing. So I want to share that with everyone.
It is amazing. So my website is survivalswimwithkim.com. And I also am on social media and have videos on there as well, Survival Swim with Kim. And so the earliest for survival lessons is 6 months, they have to be rolling. A baby has to be able to roll freely on the ground before they can roll freely in the water, obviously. So, So about 6 months is when we can start. Now, kids can get in the water sooner. Like if you want to have your baby get in the water and get used to it before that, that is great. They're not ready for swim lessons at that point, but they can splash mm-hmm. and play and learn how to have water over their head. You can, you know, make it a fun game in the bathtub or in the pool by dumping water over their head. So they get used to that feeling because that will help them tremendously when they start lessons.
Right. Wow. Okay. So I want to say this, you know, people think, what can they really learn at 6 months?
Right.
But how do they retain that?
So it's the same way they learn to crawl, learn to walk, mm-hmm. learn all of these basic developmental skills, repetition. Over and over and over again, when they do something, it builds the muscle memory. It's the same mm-hmm. thing with learning how to roll and float or how to swim. So babies at 6 months will only learn how to roll and float. They won't learn how to swim at that age. But they can learn how to close their mouth, hold their breath, how to roll over and float on their back independently. It is absolutely amazing to watch. and I know most people will say, no, that's not possible. But it is. It is. It is so possible.
You do it every single day. And
every single day.
It is really, honestly, it's like mind-blowing. How many lessons does a child actually need?
So in order to learn the float or the swimming, every kid is a little bit different. So there's not a black and white answer to that, Kim. But there is a general idea. Most babies can learn to float between 4 and 6 weeks. Most kids 2 and up can learn to swim and float in 6 to 8 weeks. So the repetition, like I mentioned, is really important. That's why we teach lessons 4 days a week. They're short lessons. They're only 10 minutes long, but they repeat Monday through Thursday every week for those many weeks. And in that time frame, kids learn amazing skills.
That's just, it's incredible. Are the parents blown away?
Yes. It is much harder on parents.
For the parents, right?
Yes. Lessons are much harder on parents than they are on the babies. Babies cry. That's what they do. They cry when you put them in their car seat. They cry when you put them on Santa's lap. They cry when you change their diaper. That's their form of communication. So it's not going to be any different in the pool when I'm making them work. But they've still learned the skills. And by the end, they're floating and maybe crying, maybe not. Some of them just lay there and float and talk and have a good time. And that's great. But they have a new skill. And they've worked through the hard stuff.
Wow. How long have you been doing this?
So this is my second season teaching mm-hmm. lessons. I lost my daughter to drowning. And after my healing and through my healing, I found survival lessons and that they are not readily available as they should be, mm-hmm. especially in our area where we have so much water. And so I became certified. It is hundreds of hours in the water in addition to bookwork and learning anatomy and physiology and development of kids. There's a lot that goes into learning how kids need to be safe in the water and how to teach them safely. And so I did my training and I came back and taught last summer and spring, and now I'm teaching this year, and I have about over 40 kids a day right now. And I should end the year at probably over 150 kids taught this year. So
I'm so giving back in so many ways. Wow. And, you know, my heart always just hurts when you tell me about your daughter. But I lost a daughter too. All we can do is make a difference for other people. And that's really what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just incredible.
She deserves that. Yeah. There's a quote I found, Kim, that just spoke to me. It's, when we meet real tragedy in life, we can react in two ways, either by losing hope and falling into self-destructive habits, or by using that tragedy to find our inner strength.
And you so have used your inner strength. And you know what? I mean, this is really why I do my show, because you know what? It's really just sharing people that have gone through a journey and they are fighting back and giving back so that they can help other people. And it's so you. I'm so grateful to have you on my show. Let me ask you, summer is not the only time to be doing this. You're going to probably be all year round, correct? Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, I teach all year round. I take a little break around the holidays, of course, but year round, kids can come and learn and practice. So once my kids, my students have gone through the initial lesson and learned their skills, then they can come back and practice their skills with me all year long. Some kids come once a week, some kids come once a month and practice. And that way, by next season, they haven't lost anything and they are swimming even more.
Wow. And I mean, that probably gives you just great, you know, just to look at what you're doing. And are the parents like astonished what they're learning?
Oh, yeah. You know, the biggest question I get is, how can they really learn in 10 minutes? And so sometimes when parents come, they're really, you know, they're hoping, but they're not sure. And then when they see it, it just, they're blown away by, wow, they can do this.
Yeah. And does it help them actually learn to walk better?
So it helps with a lot of things, coordination, hand-eye development. It helps build a baby's brain and helps them grow. So a lot of times when kids start swimming young, you'll see them actually be more advanced in their development because,
wow.
Yeah, it helps build that and build the muscles and all of that while they're swimming.
I mean, it makes so much sense. You know, it's almost like people really never thought of that before. And I think it's so important that so many parents and, you know, families are doing this. Do you get more of the moms or the dads, or, you know, how does that work?
More moms for sure, but I have had a good share of dads. Every dynamic, every, you know, child dynamic with their parents is so different. And so kids will act different with one parent than they will with another.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh,
that's a whole other
conversation. Yeah, definitely.
Kind of like, so. I hate to say it, like going to the dentist. I've always been a little nervous with the dentist. So my kids, when they went there, they're like, Mom. And I go, I know, just sucked up, you know.
Right.
And my husband, he's like, what are you talking about? So it's the same thing, you know.
Same
I mean, it's what you bring into the trauma of what happened in your life. Like, you know, for me, I'm not an incredible swimmer, but my husband is. And so, you know, it just depends. Like, you don't want to bring that fear into your children's lives.
Exactly.
And so that's what you're doing, is really, you know, demonstrating the strength that they can have. And with this, it's a family's peace of mind, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you have a pool in your backyard, and it's the number one cause of death there. So having one more layer of protection for your kid and knowing, okay, they would do this, they can do this if they fall in, it just absolutely helps tremendously.
Right. And what's your thought on fences and stuff like that? I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do to protect, but it doesn't take it away for survival swimming, you know, right?
It's just, survival swimming is just one more layer. So there are so many layers, fences, alarms, door alarms, window alarms, pool alarms. I mean, so many things. Knowing CPR is so important. In open waters, wearing life vests is so important. So there's a lot of layers of protection that you need to keep little ones safe. This is just one more of those layers. It's like if you were riding in a car, Kim, you wouldn't let your kid sit without
wearing a seatbelt.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, this is just like that. You're just giving them one more tool in their tool belt that they can use if they need it.
Right. Wow. Can you share with everyone how they find you, how they book with you, and, you know, just, you know, anything else that we haven't missed? This has been great. This is just another layer of what you do, and thank you so much.
Thank you. So people can find me at survivalswimwithkim.com or on social media, Survival Swim with Kim. You can email, message me anytime about lessons. I do teach year-round, so summer is not the only time to get your kids in the water. Fall lessons are filling up fast. I'm mostly full for September, but there are some spots left. And I teach morning, afternoon, and evening classes, so parents can get in after work if they're, you know, going back
to
work.
You go, girl.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm in the pool until about 7 at night, Kim.
Oh, my God. I love it. Kim O'Brien, thank you so much for being a sponsor on our show. We love having you. And, of course, we're at the end of our show, and I just want to say we always end our show with a moment of happiness. It always seems impossible until it's done. And that's so true with you, Kim. Thank you for what you're doing. And I hope that you share our show with everyone and download our podcast. And I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. All right. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you. It might seem crazy.